Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
According to the press in South Africa, younger children are falling prey to vaping, to the vaping craze that is happening in this country, because it's often marketed as being healthier and healthier alternative to cigarettes. And you can see that. You look in a shopping center, the vaping stands are all in these colorful, bright, almost fruity colors. It just seems to be so innocuous. But is it? What is the real story behind vaping? Dr. Shahida Omar, children's rights activist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning to you and all the listeners.
So it really is a big problem because it's been marketed brilliantly. It really is young. It's cool. It's hip. The colors are fresh. The smell is lovely. That's what we're up against, isn't it?
Indeed. I think, you know, as you highlighted, that it's been seen as a healthier option to smoking, to, you know, cigarettes. Unfortunately, when one unpacks that and when one looks at the research and the side effects on children, one realizes that it's actually toxic. The content of the carcinogenic effects on children are long lasting and certainly would affect not only their physical behavior, but also in terms of physiological symptoms, where it affects the heart, the circulatory system, the lungs, the immune system, even in terms of or in relation to their concentration span. So for children and learners that are at school, initially, taking the vaping, they find themselves feeling quite alert and stimulated and a good feeling, but that is short-lived. And as we know, as any addiction, the craving, the withdrawal, that one requires more higher doses. And we're finding that it's also made easily available, accessible to learners. We're finding children going to nightclubs over the weekend and having the hubby bubblies, the hookahs, but it's all laced with toxic content, you know, with marijuana and a lot of other things that we are not aware of. So this is something that we need to be more informed about. Certainly parents need to be educated, educators, and even most importantly, the learners, more dialogue and communication around their understanding of vaping and of the possible side effects and how it could affect their performance at school and even their behavior. And of course, we need to ensure that they have an opportunity to make more informed, positive choices.
You know, a lot is said as well about, you know, the kids are under so much stress and there's so much pressure on them, that there's a high incident of vaping in matric. How do we respond to that as a justification or an argument?
Well, we cannot. Yes, there is a lot of peer pressure, there's a lot of pressure to perform, and children often, you know, are looking for solutions, looking for support, looking for a crutch, and often think that this is a safer option because there's this misperception that they are not going to fall prey to any form of addiction. And as I say, that is not the case. So we need to be talking to our matriculants to be providing support, all-round support, emotional, and even in terms of the academic performance, where psychological services, your life orientation needs to focus on children's needs and their struggles, their challenges, their worries, their fears, their concerns, and how that can be attended to and addressed and not resort to
a crutch, right? Absolutely. Yes. Well, yes. Let's just talk about the medical aspect of it, because it does seem, on in many ways, it's presented and marketed as being quite innocuous and a better alternative to smoking. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us physically what happens when people vape?
Well, as I said, immediately one doesn't see it, but as time moves on. I mentioned that, you know, the immune system would be compromised, so likely to be, you know, susceptible to flu, cold, you know, recurrence. And then, of course, their bones, their joints would be affected. The lungs would certainly get affected, even the circulatory system. And I think the chest, we have to ensure that children will frequently cough, and it's going to affect the whole body. We can continue, but I do believe that a lot more work needs to be done in this area, and people need to be more aware of the harmful effects, because they're using it, as you said, as a crutch to help them cope. So we need to look at other means and ways of ensuring that children develop coping skills and manage those, manage their challenges appropriately and adequately, and also have access to resources where they can reach out for support and intervention.
And of course, providing these kids with the right education, so they don't actually get involved in this in the first
place. And you know, something you said, it's such a cool thing. It's a sexy culture. Mm. It's almost as if they cannot miss out on this. That they have to have it, because the design is so sleek. It resembles an Apple device, and
yeah,
it's so colorful.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
And so. You find that even in terms of regulation, the advertising industry, yes, they're not using children to market the product, but the people they're using, the subliminal message, is young people, and they feel as if they've arrived. So if they do not try this or engage in this, they feel quite left out, that they're out of their cool culture. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed,
right,
in terms of legislation, because if we look at vaping and the tobacco regulations and where it's moving to, it's quite loose. It's not much has focused on children's access to vaping and the prohibition, etc., around that. So we need to be participating more robustly and ensuring the safety and protection of children.
What is the current situation in terms of the legal aspect? I know that in the United States and Europe, they're looking to ban certain vapes. What is the South African situation?
Well, at this point in time, there isn't anything in place. And I think that's what I'm alluding to, that we need to take more, swift action and participate more vigorously on the ills and side effects of vaping and protecting children around that. Because children can access it online. They just have to get onto a site and, pretend like they're 21 years old, and it's available everywhere. As I say, they go to clubbing, it's available to them. Mm. People are not asking for ID and age declaration.
Absolutely frightening, and that's where we leave it. I'd love your reaction and your thoughts, please. Are you seeing are your teenagers vaping? Are you concerned about it? Have you had these conversations with them? And do you think that you'd be able to influence their choices that they make in this regard? That was Dr. Shahida Omar, children's rights advocate, talking to us about the dangers of vaping.